Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap ride, that whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
Special guest on the line, mystery guest, reveal yourself in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey y'all, it's Skippa. What'd it do?
Yeah. Alright. With some, magic. Today's interview is actually going to be, drum roll please, the MSFP crew. Yep, your ears do not deceive you. The group I'm in with Skippa, who's on the line right now, are going to be interviewed. Now, this leaves a lot of questions with a lot of people. How can the MSFB crew get interviewed if right now the MSFB crew are the only people on the phone and I host the show? How can it happen? How? Now, the diehard fans our diehard fans will know that I have on our YouTube channel, which can be found at MASC4483, I have a YouTube series known as Radio MSFP. It's a low-budget series, unedited, uncensored, where we just speak what's on our minds and say what's up. And we did an experiment for this show, for the 70th episode, and you know, it was very interesting. There were some glitches, but the audio was, for the most part, pretty good. There was a part, there were some echoes here and there throughout the interview. I think the ripped audio from the video starts out with Skippa saying so before, and that's before Emily, who Emily Essen, who was our guest interviewer, along with her husband Eric, did the honor of hosting this interview, which we did on Google Hangout. Google Hangout, it's sort of associated with Google Voice. It's video, and you can broadcast to YouTube. And we were actually in three different locations while doing this. Emily was actually on the other side of the country, because we're both LA County based, and she was coming to us all the way from Greenville, South Carolina. So clear across the country. Should we play another MSFP crew song, or get directly to the interview they've all been waiting for? I'm gonna let you decide.
The interview.
All right. Here it is, folks. The interview you've all been waiting for. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm Emily Eason, co-founder of the MSFP Studio and Production Company. After touching tribute on my wedding day, I wanted to take this time to not only thank the radio MSFP, but interview a group who I believe is one of the greatest hip-hop duos of the last 5 years. Of course, I'm talking about MSFP KR3W.
MSFP crew, yes.
Okay, my first question is...
That's cruel. They did a special thing with the piece.
Oh. My first question is for both of you. What can we say for this new MSFP crew album?
Skip, do you want to go first, or should I take this
first?
You go first.
I think it'll be really special and really magical. It's definitely edgy, but we're trying to bring back that fun club feel where MCs actually put on a performance on stage. You go to one of our shows, you'll actually see us move around on stage and do. So it's not just, you know, we're actually moving around, bringing it back to, like, almost like the end of the gamer days, but with a modern album.
Big Step, what's up with your announcement earlier this year about being on the X Factor?
The X Factor. I went to the audition, and I had made it all the way to meet with the producers, and they were going to let me know if I made it on the show. Now, beforehand, on most of these shows, like X Factor, American, and American Idol, there's three auditions before what's televised. There's two crew auditions, and then you audition in front of the producers. So I made it all the way to the producer's audition. Now, from the crew audition, I was wearing this big step shirt that had a picture of me from American Idol, and I was telling them, and the crew was really loving this touching story that I told them about how hold on, I'm going to ask. The crew had really loved this touching story about how I was going on there to reinvent myself that because of my learning disabilities that I was really proud of what I had done, but I kind of reinvent myself and show them that I could bring something more than what they saw before. When I did American Idol. And then by the time I got to the producers, it had been a long day and I had been so tired that the only thing I could think to say to the producers when they asked me about the shirt was, hey, I figured I was on American Idol, so was Simon Cowell. And I looked back, and the second I left that room, I looked back at that moment, and I'm like, I wanted to slap myself upside the head because I had a really touching story that the crew members were practically in tears about. And when I met the producer, it was just laugh.
Okay, Skip, I understand that you're also working on a solo album to do an additional work for the MSSC crew album. Can you tell us about the album?
It's called Triple X Syndrome, and on video.
Yes, on video. This is your chance to advertise. I mean, I could finish it off for you, but I think this question was directed to you.
It's gonna be.
Don't be bashful now. You're not bashful in the song you wrote.
Okay. It's very.
Very. Well, America, you're getting to see Skip a blush. Go on. It's very.
okay. explicit sexual and
full of a lot of lesbian fun. Okay, her face just turned red.
I guess the best word for it. Well, I know the word, I just don't want to say it.
Type it out.
Type it out and I'll say it.
How do I type it out?
On the right side.
Right side.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you get it?
Yep, we all got it. Yep, yeah. They're all laughing because the word that she typed out is pornographic.
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 No. Pie no graphic.
Okay, pie no graphic. All right. Well, I think that was correct.
Okay, Big Set. What is Big Set's idle hour?
Big Set's idle hour.
Yes. Big Stat Title Hour. I have a new internet radio station called Big Stat Title Hour. We are also we have a management firm. And we have connections with Clear Channel and a few other distributors for beyond just for our own station. We're actually going to be re-airing this exact interview. We're going to strip the audio and have it appear on an episode later today on the station. So it's an internet radio station. You get to meet a lot of the people that I work with. There are tons of great artists, and it's not just hip-hop. I'm working with country artists, I'm working with pop artists, rock artists, R&B artists. I even got, I have to check in with her. I'm even got this gospel singer that I have a variety that I'm working with as well. So, and... And if people want to check out about that, they can always go to our website for that. It's that's idlehour.com. And that's what I got to say about Big Stat Idlehour.
Sounds interesting. How did the MS crew become what it is today?
Yeah, how did the MSF crew become what it is today? I'm going to start this one off, and Carrie, if you have something that you wanted to add to it, feel free. All right, Skip.
All right, Skip.
I hate the echo.
All right, so... It started off as four soloists who teamed up together to perform at shows. Myself, Skippa, a rapper by the name of Crown, and an R&B singer by the name of Tierra Mora.
Sierra Moore went off and started to do some solo projects. And I actually produced a song that featured her and her boyfriend at the time, slash solo MSFP crew member Crown. That song's called Almost There. After that, we added two other artists to the group.
They were in there
for a short period of time. We had a secondary, or technically third, male rapper who was named Ray.
Wait, what?
And then we added Pop Rob Sanger and J.S. Riviera. That lasted for about
really.
So then it went back to me, Crown, and Skip It. Then Crown started doing some more behind the scenes stuff for the MSFP crew. He's like our honorary third member. But we decided to go forward as a duo. And, Crown even produced. He was the executive producer and basically for our song The Orgy, and also did the executive producer on Skippa's Triple X and album. And that would be the history of the MSFP crew.
Okay, how did your experience with the X Factor compare with the experience with American Idol?
All right. So, like I mentioned before, about the audition process with Idol and X Factor, there's four different auditions, and only the final audition is held. Now, with American Idol, what I gotta say that I actually do like about them compared to X Factor is you know, when you watch American Idol, you see that amazing room with all the past winners. When you do the producer's audition, it's almost like a dress rehearsal for the televised audition, because you get to audition in that room. It's the coolest experience ever. Now, when I did X Factor, yes, there's a cat in the background. Now that we have established that, when I did X Factor, what it was is it was the producers and a video camera, and it for the producers audition did X Factor, and it was done in a college locker room for USC Surgeons, but that's besides the point. USC is the Trojan, UCLA is the one. And because it was videotaped, they didn't let you know right away, unlike American Idol, where if you go to an American Idol audition, if you make it to the producers, you'll know that day if you're coming back for the televised auditions. They'll give you like 6 months. A 6 month window for X Factor to let you know. So 6 months,
no,
you gotta wait by your phone
and see if they're ever going to give you a call. And that's the difference between Idol and X Factor. And yes, I apologize to our listeners and to Skip the
echo.
Be bothered by this echo, but there is going to be an echo during this video. All right.
Okay, this question is for both of y'all. What can we look forward to hearing from y'all on the new compilation album, and when is it?
All right, well, a few months back, we finished compilation volume one. On that one, we had our song, The Orgy. We had Got Him Looking. We had one of our old crowd pleasers from when it was the original four MSF crew members, a song called Hot Spot. And then also, Skippa had one of her singles from the Triple X that on there. She had Now for the next one, which we're expecting to come out sometime this November. So for this next one that we're expecting to come out next November, we got a song called Let Loose. And then Skippa's got a song on there called I forget if she's got Porn and Music or Masturbation.
Oh, yeah.
She's cheering because she likes both of those songs. So she feels like a winner no matter what. And as well as the other thing I'm excited about is for that album, besides for it being a very diverse album, even more than the last one, because on this one we're inviting people from the genres of rock. We even have a country singer who's submitting 7 songs for this compilation album. So it's going to be quite an eclectic album, this next Idol compilation album. And then, it's going to be exciting. Skippa, do you care to elaborate on that?
Wait, what?
Do you care to elaborate on what I was saying about the next Idol compilation album? Or do you think that's sufficient?
I don't know what's going to be on it.
Yeah, it's sponsored by Big Stats Idol Hour, and then I executive produce it, so I get to pick the song. So obviously, there's going to be MSFP crew music on there, and there's going to be a single from Skippa's Triple X Syndrome album on there.
What about Ultra Freak? Huggles?
Yes, Huggles. Alright, we could probably try to get on there. It'd be good to have an additional MSFP crew song on there, and so let's try to get Ultra Freak on there. Alright. Emily?
Okay, big set. So here you have a job working for an affiliate of Universal Music Distribution.
Yeah, I do some A&R work on the side for a small independent company that distributes through Universal. It's something that I'm pretty excited about, and that's why when people get on these idol compilations, they get excited because I let them know that because of these connections that the Universal Music Distribution is going to be, even though this album isn't a Universal Music Distributed album, that they're going to be overseeing it. So it's exciting. All right, Emily.
Okay, this is a question for y'all. Where do you guys draw inspiration from?
You know what, I've been doing a lot of talking on this interview. I'm gonna let Skippa start this one off. We obviously get our we're both two individual people and we get inspiration from various sources. And we both love rock music as well. So, Skip, you go first.
For rock?
For everything.
Okay. I like Linkin Park, Evanescence, Paramore, No Doubt, Foo Fighters, Weezer. Rise Against, The Offspring. Yeah.
Okay, and what about hip-hop?
That's a shorter list. Nelly, Chingy, Ludacris, Hold on.
It can be older artists, too.
Run DMC. What?
It's okay. Her hip-hop guilty pleasure is Bow Wow.
Oh.
Hold on. And she also really likes
Beastie
that song.
Beastie
what? Awesome.
Cassidy, Cypress Hill. Going down the list.
Your stock just went way up. You said Beastie Boys.
I have a lot of hip hop on my iTunes.
She also likes what's that song by Kaya? Song.
What'd you think about Eminem?
Yeah, I like Eminem. I don't know who doesn't.
Do that.
Uh,
How about that crazy P person, Big Stack?
She has to say yes for that one. She kind of works with me. Yeah, when I first started working with her, I picked her out because I was a fan of, even though she was sort of a one-hit wonder, I don't know if you guys remember that white British rapper, Lady Sovereign, who had that song Love.
I saw her in concert one time.
Yeah, who had that song Love Me or Hate Me.
When
I first started working with her, she was doing sort of, she sort of changed up her style a little since then, but she was sort of doing like this very electro hip hop sound that reminded me a lot of Lady Sovereign with that Love Me or Hate Me.
I like Kellis too.
All right, for me, that song that she likes is someone by Kaya is
My Neck, My Back.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a fan of old school hip hop. I like a lot of the new school too, but let's be honest, for the most part, the 90s, that was the golden age for hip hop, of course, you know, and so yeah, of course I love Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. and the whole 90s hip hop scene, but I go beyond the just that. I mean, I already mentioned in hip hop that I'm inspired by the performance hip hop scene of the early 90s with MC Hammer. But I'm also, I think no matter what genre you're in, you can draw inspiration from other artists, even if they're not in your genre. Like, I'm very heavily, influenced by Michael Jackson. And when I was really young, the three artists that really got me into music, I'm gonna say the four artists that really got me into music: Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul, Michael Jackson. And, you know, those four artists. Those are my core, because that's what those four artists. Is so what sort of formed me into being an artist. I would listen to sounds and started writing music when I was in kindergarten, and it was because of those four artists that...
What four artists?
They were my four foundation. Janet Jackson, Madonna, Michael Jackson, and Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Whatever, Bow Wow is your foundation. I get these four.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Emily, next question?
Okay. Big Stack, question for you fans. Now, have you been asking that you went to spell on what's going on the long wait with the Harlem Shake rap video that you promised your fans? And are you still beefing with Randy Jackson?
All right. Let me answer the part about the Harlem Shake rap video, because that one is a lot shorter of a story. Okay. Due to all these work I've just been really caught up. And the thing is, I did shoot footage for the Harlem Shake rap video, but after everything I've accomplished, I think the fans deserve more. I think we're going to, but what I am going to say is we are going to also be doing a music video soon for the Orgy, which will be very exciting. You'll be able to see it on YouTube. And you'll see the quality that I do with that, and that's the type of quality that I want to have when I do this Harlem Shake rap video. I'm still doing the Harlem Shake rap video. It's just, you know, there's so much on my plate, and I just want when I present it, for it to be something very Now, with the beef with Randy Jackson, here's what happened. For those of you who saw me during American Idol, what it was really about was him going off and attacking me about me doing music production. What upset me about that was his job was to judge me on my performance in the audition room. Instead, he made a quick comment about that, and then went off for about 15 minutes on me doing music production when he hasn't even heard anything that I've done in the world of music production. Later on, after I announced the beef with Randy Jackson on national television. He, during a radio interview, I was asked if they could conference me in with Randy Jackson, and we were supposed to go and squash the beef, and I guess because they figured it'd be good marketing. They wanted to do this at In-N-Out Burger, which is a West Coast, which is a huge West Coast burger chain. It's kind of like In-N-Out to the West Coast is kind of like what White Castle is to the East Coast. Just to let you guys, just to put it on perspective. So, and the phone got disconnected, and I hadn't heard from him since. So, the thing is if I can get an apology from him, I'm fine with squashing the beef. But as of now, it is what it is, and the beef has not been squashed. So, and I feel, when he went off on producing, that wasn't why I didn't come in there for him to judge me on my producing, especially if he hasn't heard the music that I've produced. If he had heard the music that I produced and wanted to judge me on it, I would have no problem with that. In fact, prior to the beef with Randy Jackson, I actually have listened to music off his compilation album, and I gotta say that track that he did, I gotta give it to him on the track that he did with Paula Abdul, Dance Like There's No Tomorrow. That song was my jam, and so I'll give him his props there, but I still feel he owes me an apology. And that's what I gotta say about that.
Okay, my last question is, do y'all have any announcements for us?
Yes, we do.
Wait, what?
She's asking if we have any announcements for them. Okay. Well, another fan question people have been begging to know is, when will I make my return to reality TV? Will I be alone when I do that? They really want to know if I'm going to do another reality competition show. As you know, I did X. I tried to do X Factor earlier. What I'm proud to say is, here's the long-awaited answer. Yes. Yes, I am. And I'm not going to be alone. Not only am I bringing the MSFP crew with me, but I'm trying to bring and do a showcase of every act that I work with. Sort of a Matt Big Sets Frankel army. And we're going to try to present ourselves on America's Got Talent. So stay tuned for next season of America's Got Talent, because you might see me. And you know, there's been success stories that came out of America's Got Talent. Some people might not know this, but that pop singer Jessica Sanchez, before she got famous from American Idol and really launched her career, she was on season one of America's Got Talent. So who knows, maybe we'll be the reverse Jessica Sanchez story, where I'll get my start off American Idol, and the career will really launch from America's Got Talent. Not that the career hasn't already, but I think it's time for the masses to really know about everything that I'm doing, from Big Stats Idol Hour to Radio MSFP, to my interaction with the MSFP crew, to even the startup of my foundation. This with the prize money, I'm using it to found the Big Stats Cares Foundation, which is a foundation that gives that's all about helping special needs children through music education. So, you know, and it's something that means a lot to me. And if people want to support us along the way on this, they can also go to msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. And there's a donation button at the bottom. And we're really trying to start a movement, you know, do something really spectacular, something that the world hasn't seen before. Skip, do you want to add to that?
What was the question?
Is there some sort of announcement that I already said that we were going to, that part of going to America's Got Talent was the MSFP crew will be seen on national television, as well as other acts that I work with.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have any announcements, really, except for the other album.
Alright. Yeah, so look for both of those albums. We're going to be dropping singles through the Idol compilation album for both albums, but look for both of those albums sometime next year. We had the Triple X Syndrome was supposed to come out earlier this year, but there was a complication with the executive producer, but everything's fixed up. All right, Emily, back to you.
I want to thank you all for viewing this long wait video, and stay tuned for more future episodes. You never know when I'll be back on. I love you all. Hope you guys have a great night.
Back in the line.
Hi, you have reached Carrie Davies' cell phone. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye now.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. Well, we tried to get Skip on the line with Buzz, and we couldn't get her, but on there we mentioned about Skipper's hip hop dirty pleasure, or I think that's the or. And we even did a cover, the MSFP crew even did a cover of Bow Wow and Omarion's Let Me Hold You. We put our own spin on it, but for the most part it's a cover. And here it is. It's the MSFP crew cover of Bow Wow and Omarion's Let Me Hold You.
Permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Work at it like a crack addict up in rehab.
my arms, in my mind all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong if you let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, can never go wrong.
Never.
If you let me hold you
down, down, around California for fan. Everybody know now what I'm trying to do. I said down, down, around California for fan. I'm just trying to get you to down, down, around California for fan. Everybody know now what I'm trying to do. I said down, down, around California for fan. I'm just trying to get you to let me hold you
in my arms, in my mind all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong if you let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, you can never go wrong, never.
If you let me hold you.
Hey, yo, man, skip it here. Know what it is.
Hello, I'm Emily Easton, co-founder of the MSFP Studio and Production Company. After touching tribute on my wedding day, I wanted to take this time to not only thank the radio MSFP, but
been watching you for a minute, come through here so sweet, sin it, and life boy, you need me in it, I'm determined to win it, I know what you need, I know what's wrong, I know how to make it tight, everything gonna be alright, if you, and introduce you to my world, and introduce you to the better side of life that you ain't been seeing, boy, I'ma show you where it's at, and I'ma show you how to get it, all you gotta do is be with it, and, damn, like a real chick supposed to, I never would have approached. It is so cool to me, boy, you're so cool. And all I'm asking you to do is damn, like a best friend to homies in the game. When you cry, I wanna feel your pain. No secrets, no blame. All excitement, nothing plain. Keep you happy, that's my aim. And all you gotta do, boy, is
in my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you
right
by my side.
I got it.
All right.
That was fun. Anyways, that is the long-awaited
interview of the MSFP crew
on
Big Stack Side of Power.
I want to thank Emily Ashton
and her husband Eric. Obviously, I want to thank my partner Skippa, and I want to thank all of you. And remember,
want to tune in to our show on February 7th because we talk more about that going on to America's Got Talent, so that's going to be really exciting and you're going to get to hear a bunch of the artists that I work with, I might even play some of their songs.
You know what, I'll probably play some of their songs. I'll play some of the songs other people that I work with as well. whether they make it on the show or not, and show them some love.
And this has been another episode of Big Stats Idle Hour. And if you like what you hear, you want to help us out, or you want to look into investing in the Big Stats Cares Foundation, a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education, you can go to our parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. Find out more about me and the various projects I'm involved with here, past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, as well as music by the MSFP crew and music that I produce. Check out all those links on there. It's really, really amazing. Make sure you also obviously go to bigstatsidlehour.com. And I'll catch you guys next time. It's Matt Big Stats Frankel, and I'm signing out. Oh, and before I do, we're going to do our we're going to do an episode of with our segment We Be Beefing. We're going to do one this Thursday due to getting for this interview. We haven't done any new episodes, and I'm also going to enhance the audio and redo the third We Be Beefin' episode where we did a throwback beef, Tupac Shakur versus Notorious B.I.G. This next one, Glee actually inspired, and it's going to be, just to give you a spoiler alert, it's going to be Lady Gaga's Little Monsters versus Katy Perry's Kitty Cats. So, and you guys can call in and weigh in. Like I said, this one was inspired by a preview that I saw for the upcoming episode of Glee. Like I said, go to our parent website, msfpinc.com, msfpinc.com, and we'll see yins next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.